Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Welcome our guests for the first time. I saw your hand go up and going out the doorway there. Thank you for coming. But today I chose to speak one text from Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. Especially after these last days of ecstatic kirtan, I thought this verse would be appropriate. These pages are very thin. This is 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 18. Ishtare natmano yogam vibhu. Not there. Vibhutim jajanadana muyo. Good memories here, okay. Bhuya kathaya tuktihi shinbato nashti me mitam. Anyway, because of the time, I won't repeat it. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Janardhan, again, please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you. For the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. Everyone can please repeat. O Janardana, again, please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you. For the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. Purport. A similar statement was made to Sutta Goswami by the rishis of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka. That statement is, Vayam tuna pratipyama uttama shloka vikrame yachchin batam rasa jnanam svadu svadu pade pade. One can never be satiated, even though one continuously hears the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, who is glorified by excellent prayers. Those who have entered into a transcendental relationship with Krishna relish at every step the descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.19. Thus, Arjuna is interested in hearing about Krishna, and specifically how he remains as the all-pervading Supreme Lord. Now, as far as Amritam, nectar, is concerned, any narration or statement concerning Krishna is just like nectar. And this nectar can be perceived by practical experience. Modern stories, fiction, and histories are different from the transcendental pastimes of the Lord in that one will tire of hearing mundane stories, while one never tires of hearing about Krishna. It is for this reason only that the history of the whole universe is replete with references to the pastimes of the incarnations of Godhead. The Puranas are histories of bygone ages that relate the pastimes of various incarnations of the Lord. In this way, the reading matter remains forever fresh, despite repeated readings. Chakshurumilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Now, this is the nature of Krishna consciousness. It's ever fresh, ever wonderful. I remember when I was in school many years ago, and we would read histories of different world historical figures, Napoleon, I won't name them all, but anyway, many, many people. And it was boring enough the first time, Then I had to take it, in this grade, and then the next grade, then in high school, and then in college. And by the time, every time I heard it, it was just boring. And then, after that, I began to read all the, infamous pastimes of these personalities. We all thought George Washington was such a great national hero, and then later on you hear we had many women on the side, and all these different infamous pastimes of such persons. So, not very glorious, and therefore it's not very interesting. Sometimes I'm amazed that some historians can dig into the personality of some individual, even some author that's not even that famous, and just over and over again analyze all the different things they're trying to say, and nobody really knows. And therefore Srila Prabhupada says in the beginning, otherwise nobody really knows what these authors really meant. Everybody's speculating, well, Shakespeare meant this and this person meant, and therefore Srila Prabhupada says at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, that what is the need for another translation? Prabhupada said, I've seen so many classes, he said this in the beginning. I've seen so many, I forget there was some number he gave, 100 and some different Bhagavad Gitas in one No, it was 100 and something. Maybe it was another one, 600. A lot of them. Prabhupada said, what is the need for another one? He said, because nobody has described what Krishna says. Everybody says what they think Krishna said. Just like in the Mahabharata, it says, Nashabrishu yashyamatam nabinam. That every philosopher tries to extract from here and there all kinds of different philosophical details, put them all together, and this is the new meaning. So this is happening again and again in Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, explained it, and therefore he calls it as it is. This is what Krishna says, not what somebody thinks that Krishna said. Just like even sometimes we all experience, people interpret our motivations or our intentions. And the best way to find out what somebody really wants is to ask them, instead of speculating. As Srila Prabhupada's famous classic declaration about serving a superior, for serving the spiritual master. If he asks for water, don't bring milk. So, but even these simple instructions of Bhagavad Gita, as Mataji said, next week is Gita Jayanti, or week after that, and week after tomorrow. And Bhagavad Gita, we speak it in 2 or 3 hours. Krishna spoke it in 45 minutes. And 45 minutes, and Arjuna understood everything. Now, according to the Acharyas, the Bhagavad Gita is a simple, basic understanding. And yet nowadays, most people in their whole lifetime, even hearing in a whole lifetime, can't understand Bhagavad Gita properly. This is Kali Yuga. This is the age that we're in. So therefore, we can understand how relishable it is. It's not only relishable that you can hear it again and again, but it's relishable in the fact that the meaning expands more and more and more. In one verse in the Bhagavatam, I couldn't remember the verse, so I wrote it down because I remembered a few words from it. This is from the conversation between Krishna and Rukmini after the conversation took place. So, Parikshit Maharaj says, Brahman Krishna Kata Punya Matbir Lokam Malapaha Konu Tripyena Shinvana Shutta Gyo Nityanuna Nutana. That Shutta Gyo, those persons who are expert in hearing. Who are those persons? Devotees of the Lord. Persons who are being described here in this particular verse of Bhagavad Gita. People who are expert. Expert in hearing means that you can hear the same thing again and again. Just like when Srila Prabhupada describes that when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur went to Radhakund, then all of the superficial, there were many, of course there were some sincere souls, but many superficial Babajis came forward. They all sat down to hear this great, knowledgeable, saintly person they had heard about. For some of them were a little fearful. They heard as he was Simha Guru, a little lion-like. But anyway, they thought, he's coming to Radhakunda, he'll be talking about all kinds of sweet mellows and pathems that we'll just get. And what did he speak on? Savaivum sa paro dharmo. For months. That and a few other verses, and some verses from Ishupanishad. Very basic philosophy. Otherwise his message was, first of all, this, whatever you speak, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was, even in Jagannath Puri, he spoke for 2 months. About Dhruva Maharaj. He spoke, and in South India he spoke about Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj for so many weeks and months on end. To show that every pastime, everything about the Lord and his devotees is relishable. And so Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, and he went to the Sri Rangam temple, and he met there one Brahmin, and he was reciting Bhagavad Gita, but the pronunciation wasn't proper. It appeared that he couldn't read it very well. So Mahaprabhu saw some of the more accomplished Brahmins were kind of sneering, laughing at him, chiding him. So he went up to him and he said, but in a very kind, compassionate way, "My dear Brahmin, I see that you are reading Bhagavad Gita, but it doesn't seem that you are able to read very well. So why are you reading it?" But he immediately sensed he's not mocking me. He's sincere. He's asking me. He's inquiring. So he said, "Because my spiritual master told me to do so." And then he said, "Why are you crying? Why are you weeping so much?" He said, "Because when I read Bhagavad Gita, I see in my vision that how merciful Krishna is, that he is driving the chariot of Arjuna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Just like it says here in the purport that Arjuna wanted to emphasize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he's Partha Sarathi. He's driving a chariot, the Supreme Lord driving a chariot. Otherwise showing that for my devotee, I will do anything. And also showing that I want my devotee to be victorious. Sometimes we see that in Krishna consciousness, we feel that, Krishna's, why doesn't he make it easier for me? Why isn't it just all like a big festival, nectar? Of course, we have so many festivals, as Mother Mukya just said. But why are there so many difficulties? Because Krishna wants us to be in that position that he put Arjuna in. He wants us to be in the position where he can have such a sweet, relishable relationship with us that he can deposit, he doesn't have to act as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can act as our friend, our messenger, our son, our lover, our friend. He wants to act in that way. But to do that, you can't just do that so easily. Although sometimes we try to not only put Krishna in a subordinate position in the rasa, but put Krishna in a subordinate position by being our order supplier. Even devotees, sometimes we do that. I do that. Try not to, but sometimes we do that. So this Brahmin, he was having that vision that here is Krishna, and when I think of that, how merciful Krishna is, how wonderful he is. And he was crying, practically couldn't contain himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You are the best of the Brahmin. Your qualification is not that you can expertly read Sanskrit or that you have all the knowledge of the world, but that you're surrendered to Krishna. That one time, this one meditation, this Brahmin contained this one meditation again and again and again and again. And he couldn't, that was sufficient. Just this meditation of Krishna as Partha Sarathi, it was sufficient to fill his heart with love and devotion. So anyway, I read this verse. It's a very beautiful verse about the Brahmana, O Brahmana, Krishna Katha Punya. When you hear the very virtuous and wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Madhvir, which are very sweet, Lokam Mala Paha, and can destroy all the inauspicious contaminations of material existence. Then, Konu Tripya Shinnata. Who could possibly not want to hear this virtuous, sweet, and nitya nutana, always fresh, always new pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God? Who is that person? Of course, that was Pariksit Maharaj. He asked this question, but in the beginning of this canto, 10th canto of Bhagavatam, he answered the question. Who is that person? Pumam virajita vina pashugnat. Who is that person? That person who kills his own soul, or who kills animals for exploitation. Killing the soul means one denying my very existence as a servant of Krishna. That person, kautama shloka gunanuvada, that person cannot relish these wonderful descriptions of the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, if you actually accept, as Srila Prabhupada says in the beginning, in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, to understand this Bhagavad Gita, not necessarily to relish it, but to understand this Bhagavad Gita, you have to at least theoretically accept that Krishna is the Supreme Person. Otherwise, it won't work. And Srila Prabhupada says that to nullify all these different attempts at translating Bhagavad Gita in a speculative way. So many attempts to try to present Bhagavad Gita in a speculative way. But he said, if you don't accept Krishna, then you'll never understand Bhagavad Gita. So, here Arjuna, throughout the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna goes through the motions. Otherwise, he knows he's perfectly dependent on Krishna. But he takes the position of the evolution that Bhagavad Gita takes us through. First of all, giving up the conceptions of mundane religiosity based on political considerations, and understanding reality, which is that I am spirit soul. I am different from this body. And then to give up knowledge, as Lord Brahma said, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted as the beginning of devotional service, jnane prayasho udapasya namanta eva. When you can go beyond all this analysis with the intelligence, with the mind, with the senses, trying to figure out what everything is about, and simply hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you can actually enter. So Krishna makes an analysis of the difference between the body and the soul, the process of sacrifice, going beyond intellectual knowledge, understanding the real difference between renunciation and work, there is no difference. Then he takes us to the yoga system, that the highest part of the yoga system is Krishna consciousness. And then he goes into what this chapter is, the middle of, which is Bhakti Yoga, 7th, 8th, 9th chapter, 10th chapter. 10th chapter, after hearing the essence of Bhakti in the 9th chapter, then Krishna wants to make the emphasis. Who can understand this Bhagavad Gita? It's the devotees of the Lord. Who are those persons that relish? No. Why is Arjuna saying this? Because Krishna said, machchita matkata prana bodhyantas parasparam katyam jastyam amnityam tu shanti cha ramanti cha. That, who are the people who can do this? No. Those persons who cannot live without Krishna. No. Those persons who cannot live, who Krishna is their very life and soul. No. Those persons who spend all of their time talking about Krishna, not about politics, not about the... So many philosophers. You know, some of the best philosophers in the world are taxi drivers. You know. Every time I get in a taxi, they tell me about, give you a whole spectrum of political analysis, all these things. They know everything about everything. But generally speaking, I found that many, many taxi drivers are people who, studied and had a lot of experience in life, and they just got frustrated and ended up driving a taxi. Many of them. So they are philosophers by nature. But this is not the type of philosophy. The real proof of understanding the philosophy of life, tu shanticha ramanticha, that you can always relish. No? Life is meant to be relished. As Krishna says in the previous chapter, susukam kartum abhyayam, that this transcendental knowledge, the effect must be that you become happy. No? You must become happy. If you don't become happy, then you haven't understood it. If you understand the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and what to speak of Srimad Bhagavatam and what to speak of Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you understand these things, you must be happy. No. Otherwise, you haven't understood. And of course, the inverse is, if you want to be happy, then hear these things. No. If that's the result, and that's the result you want, then you use the inverse formula, and that's what you should do. So, these last 2 days here, wonderful, ecstatic kirtan, chanting the holy name of Krishna. But to solidify that holy name, and to make sure that we can relish that holy name at every moment in our lives, then, as Arjuna says here, now he says in a previous verse, I think it's the one before this one. Keshu cha bhaveshu. Now, Krishna, you've spoken so wonderfully, but can you please translate it into language that will be understandable to the common man like me? Arjuna uses himself as a common man, which is the very reason why Arjuna is hearing Bhagavad Gita. Why didn't Krishna choose Narada Muni or Shukadeva Goswami, or so many great sages, Vyasadeva? Why didn't he choose any of them? They were available. No? They would have been happy to hear from Krishna. Who wouldn't be happy if Krishna said, would you like to hear Bhagavad Gita? No. Krishna came up to us and said, would you like to hear Bhagavad Gita? No. But Arjuna reluctantly heard Bhagavad Gita. Reluctantly. Just like Arjuna when he was in Dwarka. No? When one doubts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one immediately feels anxiety. When Arjuna was in Dwarka, and the famous Brahmana had one son after another, 8 sons die. One son, okay, you can understand provenance, karma. You know, the Brahmana would have accepted one, maybe two, but 3 sons. Then he began to complain, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then he started blaspheming. No. The government. No. We blaspheme the government if they don't give us enough money. If I don't get enough money for my sense gratification, this is a bad government. But he said, no, this is a bad government. As Srila Prabhupada explains, a bad government means it gets too hot, it gets too cold. No. Imagine if we could, protest in Washington. No. It's too hot. No. There's a heat wave. There's a drought. No. What kind of government is this? No. But this was his protest. What kind of a government is this? Where your son dies, the son dies before the father? And we make wars so that sons can go and die before their fathers. There was one famous song in the 60s. Be the first one on your block to have your son come home in a box. Some of the older devotees may remember that. So this was a very lamentable thing. So he was, and then Arjuna said, a little puffed up, said, don't worry, I'll protect you. His wife was pregnant again, and he was really, this Brahmin was in anxiety. Again, am I going to have to go through this again? Arjuna, I'll protect you. And he just laughed. Krishna and Balaram is here. They couldn't do anything. And you're going to do something? I have a kavacha. I have weapons from Lord Shiva. No. So what did he do when he said that? He was putting his faith in something other than Krishna. So then the time came, the child was going to be born, and he did everything. He put his kavacha by mantra all around the house, and it was like he thought he was standing there ready to go. And that time, not only did the child die, but he disappeared. Even worse, he didn't only die, he disappeared. Totally disappeared. And then, Arjuna was in anxiety, went everywhere looking for the... And he said, I'll just commit suicide. another mistake. No. Just depend on Krishna. No. And so finally Krishna took him to Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu, the only thing that Mahavishnu did that made this whole arrangement so he could have darshan of Krishna. No. Vishvambaram swasya cha sa bhagride. No. The Lord's pastimes, Yanmartya lila vaikam, they're so relishable that even the Lord himself in the form of Narayana wants to hear about them and see them. No. Of course, sometimes we like to do that too. Like somebody might invite you over for home movies. No. The most relishable thing in the world, somebody says, sit down, I want you to see the movie of my vacation. No. That's not so relishable. No. But Krishna, even Krishna, his expansions can relish his wonderful Vrindavan pastimes. So Arjuna, also, he was a little reluctant at the beginning of this battle of Kurukshetra. He wasn't so anxious to hear from Krishna. He was just anxious. What was he anxious for? Krishna, you know, Yudhishthira already said it, you know. Yudhishthira said that, you know, just let Duryodhana run the kingdom. He's doing a good job. He's a good manager. You know. He can take care of the kingdom nicely. Just that, you know, Yudhishthira didn't want war. Arjuna, Bhima, he didn't, that wasn't his mood. But Yudhishthira didn't, and Arjuna, he wanted it. But then when he saw, you know, sometimes we want to be Krishna conscious, but then when we see some big obstacle, then we hesitate. We become catatonic. You know, we don't want to go forward. We're willing to go forward and everything's going nicely and I have good health and everything's like, you know, materially auspicious for me, then okay, devotional service is very nice. But when everything becomes very difficult, then we tend to do the same thing as Arjuna. Krishna, let me change my service. No? Let me stop being a Kshatriya. I want to be a Brahmin. No? So let me change because this is very difficult. So, but now, after going through all this explanation and hearing the explanation of devotional service, now Arjuna is very anxious to hear. But he also wants to make sure that all of us, those of us, of course, not most people here, but those persons in the world who may not understand anything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because what Krishna just described in the last three chapters, and then what Krishna said at the beginning of this chapter 10, is, you know, it requires some advancement in spiritual life to understand, to assimilate, to digest it. So then he says, Krishna, you said so many wonderful things. You described your position beyond the demigods and beyond the Maharishis. So kindly describe for persons like me, you know, just like Satyaraj Khan. He approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, of course, he was a very advanced devotee. But taking the position of those who may not be so advanced, what does a person like me, who's absorbed in family considerations, how will I become Krishna conscious? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant the holy name incessantly and serve the Vaishnavas. And then, of course, it was a long conversation. So, Arjuna is saying that here, that please, let everyone understand. And therefore, Krishna begins the description, Vibhuti Yoga. No? Understand, how can you understand God? Of course, Krishna gave the introduction to this in the seventh canto. Taste of water. Srila Prabhupada always used that example. If it's hard for you to conceive of God, of course, it's hard for anyone ultimately to conceive of God and all of his different manifestations. But conceive of him. Do you drink water? Do you like the taste? Of course, nowadays, of course, you take tap water.